Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, leading your deadly show, National Talk Black, one-hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Once again, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with DJ Bulla Will, and he leads up Pacific Nights, and we're going to talk about the Pacific Nights Queensland Tour. Started here in Townsville, as I can, then went to Townsville, Mackay, and then Brisbane. The tour is over. We had some PNG artists, and look fantastic. This space, Pacific Nights, Arabian artists who perform their own, you say, repertoire from their backyard, their garage, their bedrooms. We're talking about cloud music, has a big following, and we've got some very, very talented people out there. And Pacific Nights, led by DJ Bulla Will, saw the opportunity, brought it to the stage, and we do have Pacific Nights operating in regarding those guys and girls performing on cloud music and bringing it to the stage. And that's what we're talking about. And we have DJ Bulla Will come to join us. A very good morning, DJ Bulla Will. How are you?
Hey, Trendy. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Good to see my brother. Now, congratulations. The Queensland Tour finished off last week. We're talking performance in Cairns, Townsville, Mackay and Rockhampton. Past Rockhampton, down to Brisbane. And we're talking about road show, but we had artists coming from PNG. Of course, you had Torres Strait artists join you in Brisbane as well. Tell us the lead up, who was on board, who performed. And let's talk about this daily road trip, my brother.
So Pacific Nights Live, the Queensland tour, had the group from Papua New Guinea, main artists Sai K, Mokai and Jaran. These are artists that are, they're their own individual artists.
Yep.
Sai K, one of the young trending artists in PNG, as well as Jaran.
Mm-hmm.
Sai K having a bit of history in music in PNG with his family. He's from the Kania family, very famous in PNG. His uncle is Uralom Kania, was the lead singer of Junior Kopex bands, and one of the famous songs with that is Right Lewa. Mm-hmm. And his father is Leonard Kania.
Okay.
And Leonard Kania, very famous singer. So the son Sai, so we had him in Australia, him and his team, and Jaran, young PNG trending artist from West East New Britain. And then we had like an older legend. See, in PNG, there's you've got the computer generation and you've got the CD generation, the cassette tapes CD generation.
Yep.
And so that was Mokai.
Okay.
So
Mokai, you could say, is old school if you're talking cassette tapes.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's it. For the deadly mob out there, if you're not aware, if you're under 20, you wouldn't understand. But we're talking about a cassette tape and then with a pen. And so when the tape runs out, then you've got to twirl it back up. That's what we're talking about. So we're talking about the information age. Yeah. Here we are, technology. Yeah. And now we're talking about cloud music as well as cassette tape coming from old school with Mokai.
Yes. Yeah. And the three artists were backed up by the Minigulai bands. The Minigulai band is Sai's band, but in PNG, these guys, they'll play like for all sorts of artists in the country.
Yes.
So it was like They were very impressive in saying that they looked after the concert. They looked, the Minagulai band, they looked after all the three artists and their music and their sets.
And had a sound playing. System, sound man there as well, didn't they?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Part of the team brought over from Papua New Guinea was their sound engineer, a guy by the name of Jacob Ho Leong.
And big shout out, Jacob did a fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
For all four venues.
Very interesting. Like how Psyche, the Kania family, is a music family, the Ho Leong family is a family of sound engineers. So so he's got fathers and uncles who are all sound, like that's their family kung fu or something. So
yeah, gotcha.
So we had a great team. I could say you know, best of the best, yes. you know, and bringing their expertise to stages, partnering up with Pacific Nights and what we achieved. We did a Queensland East Coast tour, Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, as you said, and
Brisbane. Fantastic. Now, we did have a female join them as well. Give us a bit of background there.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Big shout out, sister.
Yep. I'm glad you're letting me, reminding me while we're talking, because there were more artists featured throughout the journey. Mariani Masani was one of them.
Beautiful voice.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And she, you know, she was, along my journey when dealing with artists, you know, some are sort of like shy in the sense of like me as an MC on stage, I know I have to back them up a bit, you know, sure. To keep that level going.
Okay.
What was very impressive about Mariani is that I didn't need to be an MC on stage.
I just stayed
off the side. And then, for some of the people who did happen to catch the concert at any of these places, you could see that, Mariani, she likes to dress up. Yes. She likes to, you know, put on a really good show for her fans. And
she stems from PNG as well.
Yeah.
DJ Balibu.
Yeah. So, you know, like great vocals, you know, diva type vocals. Mm. And so really interesting dynamic. When you during this concert, Pacific Nights concert, you know, it was all party, it was all energy and trying to keep that up and everything. Mm-hmm. She slowed things down, you know,
okay.
you know, so people can see a singing show, you know.
Gotcha.
You know,
yes.
where I had to have the mentality of a concert or a music festival,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was like, gave the crowd the mentality of a singing show or going to visit an opera, even, you know, something like that.
So. Now, your three artists performed with you in Cairns. Talk about Mariani. She joined you in Townsville and Mackay, is that right? And Brisbane.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we're also talking about Brisbane. Our Deadly Ballads, Torres Straits, artists performed with you in Brisbane. Who were they and have they performed with Pacific Nights before?
Yeah, the OGs, the main guys from Boigu Islands. We had Bala Yaku, Bala Robbie, and the one and only, you know what it is, X-Bow.
Beautiful. And they were deadly to join you in Brisbane, unfortunately. And look, love, thoughts, prayers are going out to the family. We had sorry business for Cairns, Townsville and Mackay. Hence, they couldn't join you, but they were happy enough to join you in Brisbane. Is that right?
Yeah, I was very thankful for that. The goal was to have these guys involved in the other shows, Cairns, Townsville and Mackay. It was a big family matter.
Sure, so. Of course. We're talking about sorry business or what have you. And look, like I said, love, thoughts, prayers going out. But to have those brothers perform there, they also, there's connection there when we talk about PNG, when we talk about Torres Straits. They're virtually neighbours and there's a lot of affiliations going on there in regard to, trading or fishing or here we got music, you know. So it's a good mix-up. And these ballers from the Torres Straits, you could say they're subbing them PNG artists. There's connection there, isn't there?
How... I find something, me on my journey discovering things, trying to connect it, connect the two, and all that. To me, I'm going off topic here. Trying to connect the two with me for this tour was Mokai.
Okay.
So
one of the artists, PNG artists, Mokai. PNG, what do you say? One of the legends. The glue is what you say.
He was the glue in saying that when Torres Strait Island sometimes listens to PNG music, or any First Nations might listen to PNG music. Mm. It's usually the oldies.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, they're our neighboring brothers and sisters,
and so,
aren't they?
Yeah. And what I'm okay. This paints the picture well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the young artists like X-Bow and then, you know, they would, you know, growing up, they draw inspiration from artists like Mokai, the Torres Strait Islanders.
Yes.
You know, that's who they listened to growing up on cassettes and CDs.
Yep.
Were PNG artists from that generation, from the CD and cassette tape generation.
Yes.
And so the Torres Strait Island artists for day, a lot of their, a lot of their inspiration does come from the old greats.
Yep.
And same with the young generation, PNG generation. They came, you know, they're inspired by the old greats of PNG artist wise.
Mm.
So there's the connection there, which I'm saying. So Mokai was perfect.
Good.
For North Queensland.
Okay, like, beautiful.
Like,
yes.
You can just imagine, Torres Strait Island families, aunties and uncles, they listen to Mokai. They have him in the room while they're cleaning the house or whatever.
Okay, well, let me prime example is what you're talking about there when you're talking about cassette and what have you, because you did have on the books, but unfortunately couldn't make it, Sir George Talick.
Mm. Yes.
Now, he was down, and all our old people were subbing him.
Yes. Yes.
Because he was cassette and he's old school.
Yes.
And I say the name Sir because he was knighted in PNG as an artist, and the work that he's done in music for the country of Papua New Guinea and bringing people together, Sir George Talick. So he didn't make it, but that's a prime example of the cassette and the connection for elders in the Torres Straits, Usabi Datbala.
Yes.
Yeah? Is that fair to say?
Yep. Both Mokai and George Talick.
Mm.
You know, that's definitely a good fit for North Queensland.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And with our beautiful PNG brothers and sisters who make the Big Island Australia home, so when you're talking about PNG artists travelling Cairns, Townsville, Mokai, Brisbane, the following of PNG residents who live in those areas... We're talking big numbers, expats and what have you, attending the conference. I heard a phrase where someone in Mokai said, thank you for bringing these artists here. We're in the middle of Cairns and Brisbane and Townsville. We don't get a lot of concerts here. And they were raving about the concert, and a lot of PNG, as well as Torres Strait Islanders, as well as South Sea Islanders were there partying in Mokai. Would you elaborate on that?
Yes, it was good timing with Mokai. It was timed along with Mabo celebrations going on at that time as well, and
the PNG artists. You guys were invited to a Mabo celebration. Is that right?
Yeah. At their community hall and all that.
Beautiful.
Having that engagement is.
Second to none. Gathering.
Yeah.
That's a deadly yarning circle, you could say, when our brothers and sisters from the Torres Straits, as well as PNG, mixing with our PNG people in Mokai, our Torres Strait Islanders in Mokai, our Aboriginals in Mokai, as well as the South Sea Islanders, there's a fruit salad, you could say, in regarding yarns at the table.
Yeah, it's something that I, you know, like... A lot. We can get a lot of people behind to make events. If we're achieving things like that, which is very important.
So fantastic! Congratulations, Pacific Knights Queensland tour. Is that the first time Pacific Knights did a road show as such, or paint that picture? And how long Pacific Knights been running? and you as a First Nation man of this country in connection to PNG as well. What's next on the cards?
It's 2025 is the second year of major Pacific Nights events. First major events was last year in 2024. Mm-hmm. And what was different about this one is you know, the elements of the live band. All the 2024 Pacific Nights were just myself DJing, backing up the artists.
Yes.
So now we had myself, that element there, plus the band was out there looking after the artists, and so we had a lot more things to offer to to the crowd. I'm very grateful that I got the challenge. It was a really good challenge. Mm-hmm. To make sure that I'm getting better at it. Just organizing a band to come from another country to play in Australia, and the logistics of a live band and bringing all their instruments on that stage.
Well, we're talking about doing
that. Yep. And doing that as a Queensland tour.
Yep.
You know, that's how the elements of bit of evolving with Pacific Nights.
Sure.
And with what's just happened here with the 2025 tour.
And I would say evolving to you as a DJ / organizer,
yes.
Promotion manager.
Yeah.
I mean, go a mile, see a mile, learning that journey. To create this fantastic entourage of PNG artists and Torres Strait artists, as well as Aboriginal artists performing. So we are students for life. I will say that, DJ Bella will. Mm. You would have learned a lot on that journey, yes.
No, I like how you laugh, because you know things can get chaotic, and it's all about just take the hits.
That's right. Roll with the punches, and they don't kill you, make you stronger. And we learn as we go along. They say by a mile is to trial, by a yard maybe it's too hard, but inch by inch it's a cinch. There's a motivational quote, your mob. Take that with you in regarding your journey in life. So we are students for life and learn as you go.
I'd like to also very important while the tour was happening in each city, Townsville. So here we are in Cairns right now through BBM Bumabipara Media 98.7 FM Cairns.
Yep, yep.
And then the opportunity of also engaging the other radio stations down the coast.
Okay, beautiful. So, especially First Nation radio stations.
Yes. So 4K1G, Townsville, 4K1G, and just getting interviewed by those guys. And, you know, so like...
My 105 FM, Mackay.
My 105 FM from Mackay.
And Beamer, Brisbane.
Triple A Murray Country.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and...
Big shout out to your mob.
Yeah. And then last thing I'll say on all of that is that during this tour going down, you know, I got to meet all these people, you know, and we got to see, what's the availability to us.
And the potential. And the potential.
And going down this, we went down basic. Pioneering, as you'd say, from a Pacific Nights perspective, new to us, pioneering it, and then now we've hopefully discovered all these connections to make it more fulfilling the next time we do a journey like this.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. So, what's on the card now for Pacific Nights? Have you got a date or artist named for the next one? And what date are we looking at, this year or 26? Too long between doing drinks.
hopefully this year.
Okay.
Everything is still in conversation.
Okay.
And one thing I'll say about that is that it's really cool that how last year I was a DJ backing up artists, and now I'm a DJ plus having like different other elements, like a live band on stage and everything. Mm. Like, I feel like I keep pushing the boundaries. Which and now I have to like like push myself, and mm-hmm. because it's like, oh no, I've set this boundary. I've set this for myself. I keep setting benchmarks for myself and all that, and so it's like, okay, all right, let's try not make it a fluke. When I do all these future stuff as well.
Well, they're talking about people. I can't employ you because you haven't got the experience. But if you keep doing stuff, then you get the experience. So more power to you. DJ Balawul, good yarning with you. Congratulations, Pacific Nights Queensland Tour over for, the beginning of 2025, early piece. Watch the space. Good yarning with you. You take care, and we'll talk soon, Bala.
Thank you, Trendy.
All right, to Delhi. Beautiful yarn there with DJ Balawul, who heads up Managing Director of Pacific Nights. And we just talked about the Queensland Tour, having PNG artists travel all the way from PNG here in Cairns and Townsville, Mackay. And then we had the Torres Strait artists as well join them on stage in Brisbane for the finale. So to Delhi, you Balas up there from TSI or Pumley up there. So big shout out. Thank you very much. And to our Balas, our brothers and our Delhi sister from PNG, thank you for being you and creating a fantastic space. If they say music is the essence of life, then play on. There it is. Play on, you mob. Have your saying yarn up strong. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Beautiful track there, and that's Debbie Key, Frangipani Island. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the news, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? All right, you can also text the brother 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at news, headline news, SBS News, we've got cop-out calls for teachers to educate themselves on Australian history. As First Nations students continue to lag behind their peers, Indigenous educators are fighting to transform system from within. And a nice picture here of Aunty Jackie Huggins spoke of the experiences in education on the Point Source, the Point NITV. Aunty Jackie Huggins was at primary school in Brisbane in the 1960s when a teacher signed her out in a moment that would radically change her perspective. We're talking the Bijara and Biri Gubba Juru girl was the only Aboriginal student in her year three class when a fresh-faced young teacher told them to get to their feet as if they were Australian. Speaking on NITV's The Point, Aunty Jackie recalled her confusion when he had asked everyone except her to sit down and declared to the class that she was the real Australian in the room. He based his whole class lesson around the fact that I was Aboriginal and that I was here for a very long time and were the first people of this country and made me feel so proud, Aunty Jackie said. I've always thought about that lesson and those lessons from teachers and who have an incredible power to really affirm their children in the classroom, even if you are so different from the rest. This formative classroom experience proved to be the exception rather than the rule. Aunty Jackie overcame bigotry and low expectations on the road to becoming an accomplished author and academic. I always say to teachers, you know you have the power to really make or break a child's life in terms of their own identity, she says. Today, the data is clear that the education fundamental to improving outcomes for First Nation people, yet Indigenous students continues to lag behind the broader population. The National Agreement on Closing the Gap was launched in 2008 with the commitment to reduce disadvantage among Indigenous Australians in health, life expectancy, employment and education by 2031. According to the latest report, only one of the five education-related targets are considered to be on track. Charles Darwin University education researcher Dr. Tracy Woodruff said it's important to maintain a broader perspective on our national approach to education. The Australian education system is meant to cater for all Australians, she said. Instead of us thinking about Aboriginal people as people failing, we need to look at what's the responsibility of systems itself and to not position ourselves as helpless in the process, but think of how we change a system and how we change what teachers learn and how they operate within a classroom. So very and true. They say that a child is like a piece of paper, and when you walk past a piece of paper, you leave a mark. The question is, what mark are you leaving? So that's a very important message to look, beautiful teachers out there. Your words are powerful. So we say, be careful how you be careful of the words you choose when you're talking to a student. You know, whether it be black or white or what have you, all the students in this country are our future Australians. So be careful of where words are harsh. So talk to a child. And talk about their vision, what they can become, not who they are. So there it is. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Beautiful track there. And that's Lost Boys Band.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Thank you, Mob. Too Deadly. Welcome to your program, National Talk Black. And I'm strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here. Yeah, beautiful track there. Island Song, Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong. All right, today we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Leanne Bell, Executive Director of Education Training at TAFE College, TAFE Queensland, here at Northern Region. And we do have Leanne on the line. Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you.
Good, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, good morning, Leanne Bell. My mob's Gungalita. I'm from the mighty Moongabai, Burktown. And on my dad's side, Birigubba Bindle from Sherberg.
Beautiful. Well, we got a connection with Gungalita, so too deadly, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Now, we're talking about our First Nation Pathways to Policing program. Can you elaborate, please, what's happening there?
Yeah, sure, Travis. So we've got this program. It's called First Nations Pathways to Policing, and it's really about increasing the number of our mob who are working in law enforcement agencies. So okay. It could be with Queensland Police Service, could be with Australian Border Force or Australian Federal Police. It's just about preparing students so that they can apply for their academies and get in and take on roles within those services.
So for the people who are working in those spaces with those organisations or those government agencies, this is further education to help them with a strong foundation for their future in the industry? Is that the case?
No, it's more so for people who want to work in those agencies. So getting them that sort of foot up really to get in. So what it is, it's preparing them so they can apply for their academy programs and go in that way. And so with our program, what we do is we include all of those agencies. They come in and do a lot of the guest speaking. They take the students out and about, show them what's involved in, if you're a member of the QPS, you don't have to be walking the beat. There's lots of different jobs in the QPS. There's lots of different jobs in Border Force, Federal Police. So it's really just about giving them an overview about, what sort of work you can do if you're working with those agencies and helping them prepare. Like in the course we do, like there's the foundation skills, there's digital literacy, there's communication, there's teamwork, dealing with conflict, as well as some of the more the legal units, so that you have an understanding of what some of those words mean and how it applies in those workplaces.
So the First Nation Pathways to Policing program, how long has it been operating for, Leanne?
We've been going for about 4 years now. Okay. We've had three intakes. And we're seeing some really great success with students coming through.
And your next intake, how do people apply?
So we have a program. So it's up on the website at the moment. The next intake's on the 21st of July, and it's offered under Away From Base, which means you don't have to live in Cairns to come to study in this course. We can bring you, if you register with Ab Study, we can bring you in for blocks, and we deliver the training that way.
So we're talking being in the classroom, or we're talking online classes as well?
No, this course we are bringing you in and we're teaching face-to-face in the classroom. And that way we can bring in those guest speakers to come in and talk about, what law enforcement's all about.
And, of course, we're talking male and females, and we're talking all ages, stemming from what age?
Stemming from 18, because to get into the academy programs, you need to be 18. But definitely male, female, from 18 up. Even if you're younger, you can come in and do the course, and then you might be turning 18 within the next 12 months or so.
Lovely, fantastic. And are we talking high school certificates?
It's a Cert 3. The qualification is Certificate 3 in Vocational and Study Pathways for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people. So you don't have to have a Year 12 certificate in order to enrol in this course. But what we do is we do a literacy, numeracy and digital assessment just so that students know where they're at and they know what sort of support they might need, because there's a lot of wraparound support in this qualification. We have a fantastic student support officer, Jodie Archer, and she sort of provides all that additional support. We have tutorial support available as well, really to try and get students up to the level that they need to be at.
Fantastic. Leanne, your position, Executive Director, how long have you been in that role, sister?
I've been here now for 2 years. So my role is Exec Director for Education and Training. So all the training programs that sort of operate across the North region, which is from Mackay North and out to the Northern Territory border, sort of all sit in my remit.
Look, big footprint. Enjoying that journey, sister?
Yeah, it's been good. TAFE's a great place to work. We definitely, it's very rewarding.
And look, big shout out to your beautiful parents. Thank you for the yarn, Leanne, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Yeah, thank you very much, Trevor. Thanks to all the listeners. Ta-da.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Leanne Bell, Executive Director of Education and Training, TAFE Queensland North Region. So they're talking about the intake for the First Nation Pathways to Policing Program. So if you're looking at a job or industry in the policing area, we're talking QPS, Queensland Police Services, or Australian Border Force, that is, Australian Federal Police. Either way, if there's an opportunity or vision there, you can do this course. It gives you brings you up to speed to being, at the front door, so to speak, in regard to this area. The next intake for the First Nation Pathways Policing Program will take place at TAFE Queensland here in Cairns. It's for the north here. So if you're from the Torres Straits or Cape York, you can enroll, and it's starting, kicking off the next intake Monday, 21 July. So do check it out, or otherwise contact TAFE Queensland. There's a number 1300 308 233. Number again, 1300 308 233. Run these teeth in for somebody else. Let me try again. Phone number 1300 308 233. That's the number you need to call if inquiring or interested in looking at a pathway with policing. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Song? We have 7-odd minutes left in the program here, National Talk Black. And then we've got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM, with National Talk Black, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country. That daily number, 1-800-422-416.
From the oceans.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's beautiful land and sea. And look, big shout out there to the Black Image Band. They're based from Hopewell. Big shout out to your mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry about to sign off your mob. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And keep online, because we've got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. And thank you to NERS, the team there, Too Deadly. And a big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours, a Deadly Black Network. With that, Murray, going to move on, your mob, and we can yarn tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. Take care of yourselves, and look, keep smiling, your mob, Too Deadly.